This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakrabaden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakrabaden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is the teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Morning Star Cathedral, Lighthouse Chapel International, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message.
Hello. Kakra has been sharing a rousing message titled, Stay Within Your Boundaries. Today, he continues and speaks about some boundaries of life. Let's join in.
In Psalm 127 verse 3, the Bible says, let's read, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. Happy is the man that has his quiver full of them. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Then it says, happy is the man, verse 5, that has his quiver full of them. Now, a quiver was something that held the arrows, and there were 5 arrows in a quiver. So I think the ideal number of children you should have is 5. The Bible says your quiver must be 4 of them. I have 4, so I am one shot. They shall not be ashamed. They shall speak with their enemy within the gates. Who are they describing that they say they should not be ashamed? Their children, their quiver. So what he's saying is that children should remain within the boundaries of their father's instructions and guidance. He said they should remain within the gates. And he said when they do that, because of the walls that are around them, the enemy cannot enter. Their best chance is to talk to them, but to touch them is not possible. They shall speak with the enemy within the gates. So, for example, if you're a child, you must remain within the boundaries of your parents' instructions. Honor thy father and thy mother, that it may be well with you, that thou mayest live long upon the earth. First commandment. You will be speaking with prostitution outside the gates. You will see it, but it won't come near you. Failure, you will see it, but it will be outside your gates. Corruption will be outside your gates. Teenage pregnancy will be outside your gates. Unemployment will be outside the gates. They can talk, but they can't enter. Why? Because the children are within the boundaries of their parents' instructions. Put your hands together for Jesus. They shall speak with the enemy from within the gates. The enemy can come to the gate, but he cannot enter the house of your life. So God draws certain boundaries around us. And these boundaries, they are for our protection. So realize that children who don't listen to their parents, they don't do well. They don't do well. If you like, watch. Children who don't listen to their parents, when they grow up, you check. Rather, they don't do well. They've gone outside their boundaries. Number 3, the grace of God is available to you within your boundaries. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 10, let's read the scripture. So your boundaries are, you know, they are like lines that you should not cross. Things you should not go over. Some people were criticizing Paul, their pastor. And this is what they said. For his letters say they are weighty and powerful. But his bodily presence is weak and his speech contemptible. They said, Paul, he writes powerful books, powerful letters, powerful messages. But when you see him, he's not impressive and he's not a good preacher. Criticizing the apostle. Verse 11, Paul said, let such a one think this, that such as we are in letters when we are absent, so shall we be indeed when we are present. Then Paul said, it's not true. He said, my letters, they are as powerful as my ministration. You are criticizing him. Sometimes when people want to do bad things, they criticize the pastor to cover their own weakness. And these men of God, don't mind them. We know them. All of them, they're all after money. Oh, liar. You are living with somebody's husband. That's why you're talking like that. Put your hands together for Jesus. Criticizing him. These were the same people that were fornicators that Paul had rebuked them. It is reported commonly that there is fornication amongst you. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1. No wonder! they were criticizing his preaching. Because when he comes, they feel guilty. They said, oh, then Paul said, oh, even when he comes, even his preaching is not powerful. You see, they didn't want to come and preach, but when he preaches, they feel convicted. But Paul said, listen, it's not like that. Such as we are by letters, when we are absent, so shall we be when we are present. He said that anointing, it appears in our letters, it appears in our preaching. You will see it in our preaching, you will see it in our deeds. He said, I am a mighty man of God. If you don't know, let me tell you. Put your hands together for Jesus. I think sometimes you must tell some people some things. Verse 12. For we dare not make ourselves of the number or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves. For they measure themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves are not wise. For we will not boast of things without our measure. But according to the measure of the rule which God has distributed to us, even a measure to reach unto you. For we stretch not ourselves beyond our measure, as though we reach not unto you, but we have come as far unto you also in preaching the gospel. What did he say? He was saying that I stay within the boundaries of my calling. So you cannot tell me that my preaching is not powerful. He said, you are joking. When I'm in my boundaries, his grace is sufficient for me. He said, we do not make ourselves of the number or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves. They measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves are not wise. He said, don't compare me with anybody. Why? Because if you compare yourself to people, you come under peer pressure. And it makes you take foolish decisions. He said, they are not wise. You know, I have a friend in Texas, and I went to visit him. And I bought a car, and my car was parked in my friend's house. You know, because my friend was going to ship the car for me. And he had a neighbor. And he told me his neighbor's wife saw my car. And the neighbor told his husband that, look, even Charles has bought a new car for his wife. So get me a car. So my friend said to me, after about 2 weeks, before he realized, his neighbor had gone to buy a car for his wife. And his neighbor was complaining that, Charles, you know, my wife put pressure on me because you bought this new car for your wife. Charles said, oh, that car is not for me. We are shipping it. Foolish decision. You must be comfortable within your boundaries. People can be doing what they are doing, spending what they are spending, but be comfortable with your income. Be comfortable with your job. Be comfortable with your family. You don't know what they are doing. When you compare yourself with others, they can push you outside your boundaries. You don't know how to sing. It's not part of your boundaries. But all your friends have joined the choir. And they are going for choir rehearsal. And they are pushing you into their boundary. Then they give you the microphone. And when you start, my friend, come out. That's not your boundary. So all that Paul was saying was that I know my boundaries. I know what God has given to me. And he said, I will not allow you to pressurize me to move outside my boundaries. If you don't stay within your boundaries, you will take stupid decisions. We are coming to church every day, and there's a lady in the church who never repeats the dress that she wears. And you don't have enough money, but you are in a race with this lady. It's like, I don't know, last Sunday she wore red, me too, I wear blue, I will never repeat to the end of the year. Hey, you are broke, why are you trying to kill yourself? And the funny thing is that the lady does not even know that we are in a competition. Wait till she knows. You will see where fire lies. Look at your neighbor and say, don't push me. Put your hands together for Jesus. Don't push me. Leave me within my boundary. Paul said, we would not boast of things outside our measurements. That means that God has measured things for us. What we can do, what we cannot do. But he said, I will not go outside the measurements and the boundaries that God has given to me. He said, I will operate according to the measure of the rule which God has distributed to me. He said, God will set the boundaries, not peer pressure. And he said, we stretch not ourselves beyond our measure. He said, what we are doing, we are not going outside our boundaries and our efforts. We are not trying to buy things we cannot afford. Impress people we cannot impress. Study courses we cannot learn. Do things we cannot do. He said, don't stretch yourself beyond your boundaries. My father said, when you go to somebody's house, he's eating meat. It's a lot. Your meat is small. Don't worry. At least you know the source of your meat. Maybe the meat that he's eating is monkey meat. I said, monkey meat. I beg. I cannot stretch myself beyond my measure. This one, my tongue will be going too far. They said, oh, as well as we eat it. I said, then continue, eat it happily. I'm not inside. I cannot stretch myself beyond my measure. So Paul said, what you are saying is not true. Because I'm an apostle to the Gentiles. The grace of God is heavy upon me as long as I remain within that boundary. His grace is sufficient for me. Oh, it's a good place to put your hands together for Jesus. His grace. His grace is sufficient for me. Mokaba kabaliandas.
Thanks for tuning in. Join us next week for the continuation of this exciting message.
Hi, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for watching us. Thank you for listening to us. Today I have a special message for you, and I want to encourage you to be part of our FUEL. Somebody will say, what is FUEL? Our FUEL, our partners, they fund our mission. They understand our mission. They empower our mission. And they love the mission. That's FUEL. We have been broadcasting around the world in so many different countries. As I speak to you, we have a TV broadcast that covers over 50 countries around the world. And each week, we are broadcasting approximately to about 6.7 million people. Apart from that, we have dedicated broadcasts in individual countries. We cover the whole of Ghana in over 60 stations around Ghana. We cover every blade of grass in districts, in capitals, in cities, everywhere. People are hearing the word of God. In Sierra Leone, we are broadcasting throughout the whole country. In Liberia, we are doing the same. In Kenya, we are reaching the country. And so the word of God is moving all around. In Cote d'Ivoire, we are broadcasting in French, and many people are being transformed and they are being changed by the power of God. That's what we have been doing on Air Power. So our message is reaching people. Thousands of people, millions of people. My Facebook page, Kekwe Baden, has a reach of over 400,000 people. And every week, we're talking about close to over 250,000 people listening to God's word, reading the devotional, or connecting to something. That's how big the word of God can be. Now, all this is supported financially by our partners. And today, I want you to be a partner. Maybe you have been listening to the message. Maybe you have been blessed. Maybe you have been challenged. Maybe you have even received a miracle. Maybe you've become born again. But today, I want to ask you one special request. I want you to help us sustain this broadcast all around the world. And I believe that as you do that, you'll be a great blessing to the people who hear the word of God. And as you do that, God himself is going to reward you. My announcer is going to come up and tell you how you can be a partner. And I want to encourage you that doesn't matter where you are, where you live, in Africa, in Europe, in Asia, you can still be a partner. My announcer will be coming out with the details, and I believe that it will be a blessing to you. Thank you for listening to this short message. My name is Kekwe Baden, and for our existing partners, I want to say a big thank you. And if you are listening, I don't want you to postpone this decision. I want you to just respond now, because somebody's life, somebody's family, somebody's soul is dependent on you. God bless you.
If you'd like to become a partner, send a blank text message to 0249-217272. That's 0249-217272. Or send a WhatsApp message with the word partner to +233-55-790-10. That's +233-55-790-10. Or send a Facebook message with the word partner to www.facebook.com.